ADR WFB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. This is WRWB 489, morning time.
Yep, let's see, what are we at? The 28th, we're running out of time here in May. How quick has that gone?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like that song by the Rolling Stones, out of time.
Yeah, what was the reference there? I don't want to say a Rolling Stones aficionado, but I know a lot of their music. I didn't, may have not heard what song title you said there.
Out of time.
Don't think I know that one by name. WSEE-202, Simone. Somebody was very noisy there, did not copy. The noise exceeded the audio level.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Anyway. Yeah, it was an old song. I think one of their first albums.
I might know if I heard it. I certainly don't recognize it by name. But all right, was there a breaker in there? Go ahead. Here's your opportunity. Not sure if that's actually somebody struggling to get in or and otherwise. We'll try it again. Breaking station. Go ahead. Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't know. I didn't hear nothing.
No, just carriers for two times, but somebody had light audio, but they were lazy into the repeaters, so they were saying something and couldn't really make it out. So, anyways, all right, we gave a fair attempt, right?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it looks like right now it's kind of cloudy, at least by me here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cooler. I think they're calling for a high of 61 today, and what I seen yesterday was rain today, but I didn't look at what times or how long it was supposed to rain, but anyways, it looks as if, right?
Right. Yep. It looks like it. Oh, man. It seems like this summer's not going to be that warm.
Oh, I don't know. It's still kind of early, right? I mean, it's hot in July and August, right? So we're a little removed from that so far. Let's see what the trend is for June. That ain't too far away.
Oh, I guess. There was one year I can remember where the whole summer it was just mild and there was no extreme temperatures. That was back in 93.
Well, I might be a little lazy, but I'll be working out of the weak spot here, so hang in there. I do remember in 2008, it got real nice, and I think I talked about this before. It got real nice from like the March all through April, and then 2 weeks in the middle of the May got really unseasonably cool and gray. It's like fall, mid to late fall weather. It was kind of bizarre. So, hey, Michigan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that I do. I remember that year. Yeah, because I remember the gal I was dating at the time. We were hanging out at some bar restaurant there about a nautical mile. And, you know, she was like freezing cold. And I'm like, okay, well, here, just take my jacket. You know, I'm not that cold. But, yeah, she was like freezing.
Yeah, so you just never know in Michigan. And I think we talked about the 1 year, many years after that, is somewhere in the teens, I think, that was like May 15th, I think it was on a weekend, and Saturday morning or something, and I seen snow flurries. Nothing sticking, but, I mean, there were snow flurries in the air. It's like, you know, in the middle of May, really?
Yeah, that would have been in 2016, I think, when that happened. I remember that because I was at work with one of my patients at the time, and we both looked out the window and were like, snow?
Yeah, crazy stuff. It's not like you can get a good vibe on a long-term forecast. Heck, they can't even get it right the next day, let alone the same day sometimes, Mike.
Yeah, that's very true.
And WHM 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, these weathermen, they can't even predict the weather right, even with Doppler.
Yeah, I mean, nope, just the way it is, so you gotta go with your own little bit of their input, a little bit of your gut, you can pretty much figure it out for the most part, so. Definitely looks like rain is imminent here. I haven't brought up the radar picture. I'll do that here in a second. All right, there's a little patch of rain in the lower peninsula on the west side of Michigan there. I don't know that that would make it over. But there's a bigger batch in Wisconsin and Illinois, west of Chicago, and I'm assuming that's what's going to make it here later this evening or tonight or something. Guessing, but that's what it looks like to me.
No, okay. Alrighty.
Apple does a pretty good weather thing. I mean, not that it's totally accurate again, you know. You got to take all of it with a grain of salt. It changes every 5 minutes sometimes. But they at least give you an idea when the expected rain is by hour. I haven't looked at that today, but my guess is it's way later. And if it's going to rain at any point, you know, in the hours proper to the day's date, even if it's 11 p.m., it will show rain for that day, right? It's just not telling you when unless you go in and look. But my guess is it's going to be way later, way later.
Okay, copy that. Yep. Alrighty. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. That's all.
Yeah, that is correct. Right? You can't do anything about it. Just plan around it. Although, there are red skies this morning, and you know what they say about that.
Yeah, it's a sailor's thing.
sailors take warning. It is correct. Anyways, that's pretty much it. Just another day in paradise there, Mike. We got a jammer out here this morning.
Yeah, I noticed that there's some QRM coming in. Is that like a 95 or something? With that?
Yeah, and it's on a Mount Clemens repeater because I heard it mixing in with your signal. So whoever that is in the into the Mount Clemens system trying to throw a dead carrier. And doing a pitiful job at it too, mind you.
It wouldn't take much to triangulate the signal, you know, and make a fun field day out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't worry about it. I'm not really strong enough to do any damage, but you can see that's with ill intent. Somebody probably borrowed somebody Bofang.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. It doesn't take much to get a cheap radio and program it to, you know, do what they want to do with it, right?
All you need to plop down a receiver right at 10 in Gratiot, I'm sure it would expose who it is, so. Anyways, all right, Mike, I'm almost here. I'll catch you later. You have a good morning, and I'll be listening out here. WRWP 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, there, you take care. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567, my name is.
What's going on there, Sam? WRWB 49. Just figured I'd say hello, and I gotta get out of here real quick and take care of some things. Just wanted to say hello. Catch you in a little bit here. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSU 202, base, and we're monitoring. WSFF 330, monitor.
put the container past that 902, 973 out there.
WSFP 902, WSFZ 793 UL.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
I guess I'm going to put no contact. Station 902, staff. Good morning, Kevin. WSFZ 793.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, man. It's another day and, you know, just another day doing okay. What's happening with you, my friend?
Oh, nothing much. Just monitoring the radio here and I talked to Sherman. He's got this app on his phone. It's called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, and it's like a walkie-talkie. And you can talk to each other. It's free. And you don't have to worry about, like, with the radios or nothing. It's always on, so.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, that sounds cool and everything. But to me, it kind of takes the fun out of it. Because you want to talk to them on the radio. But, yeah, I know that app. I've heard of it. I've never tried it, but I've heard of it. They're okay.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? Oh, no, yeah, it's better to talk on the radio. I agree.
So are we still cut off from the rest of the world up there?
Yeah, as far as I know, we are, Dave. I had my radio on all day yesterday and called on the air. Thought maybe you might be out there, but I'll hear some guys calling, but nobody that I, you know. Guys that I know of, but yeah, we're still cut off, I guess. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
Yeah, Roger, I wasn't trying to rabble up anything, I just wanted to know, that's all, because I just turned down a little while ago, and that's how I felt, like I'll hear Jack call somebody up there and they don't come back, then it's off, so... I just turned it down a little while ago here, Roger.
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to start nothing. I know you're that. Yeah, Roger, that. Yep, it's been quiet.
I don't know, man, but... yeah, it is quiet, that's for sure. I don't know exactly who I have for locals around here. I mean, I know some, I just... can't remember exactly who I have for locals around here, but, well, that's all right. It's the way it is, man. So what you got on for today?
I got some flowers my wife wants to plant in the backyard. I might do that before the rain comes in, and I gotta go to the car insurance place. My car insurance went from 6-something to 8-something, and the agent we have is a pain in the butt. Anytime we call there, they never answer the phone. And then when you do get a hold of them, they're rude to you. And then I had her, the one lady that we deal with there, I had her change something with our health insurance, because you got to give them every time you do that, you got to let them know that you have health insurance. We gave them all that. And I was paying 6-something, and then all of a sudden I looked today, we're paying 8-something. I told my wife, I'm done with them. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, that sounds... And they're rude to you and don't answer the phone. That's not business, man. Like insurance. That's not business like, man. If I was you, yeah, I wouldn't blame you. I'd look around and find somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Other than that,
Yeah, Dave, every time you get ready to talk to me, someone keys up. Every time you talk, someone's keying up on you.
All right. Yeah, I think that was going on yesterday, too. All right, well, then I guess I'm going to monitor and wake myself up. So I'll talk to you later. I don't talk to you later. You have yourself a good day. You're sounding good, too. So we'll put it on you in a little bit. WSSZ 793, listening.
WSHR 566, clear the monitoring.
WSVP 257 mobile line monitoring. WQRE 419 monitoring.
202 saying good morning to y'all. Everybody has a beautiful day. WSEU 202, we're monitoring.
Turn the Roger beep off.
WSEU 202, how about it, 793? WSEU 202, we're monitoring. Station 218, WIAG Brady, copy.
Jack, how you doing?
Pretty good, how are you?
Good. 10-8, great.
Call back.
Yeah, CX 218, morning, Jack.
Good morning, Glendale. How you doing this morning?
Hey, okay. How's this Nagoya 72 sounding here?
A little bit of crackling.
Copy that. What happened to my other, SP-2600 Nagoya? A dual band long something, it corroded, something happened to it. It won't let my radio squelch off, so I don't know. I'm going to take it apart and clean it. I might have to get something else.
I got too much, a little bit much weapon.
Roger that.
Alright, we'll talk at you later.
Lando, good to hear you out there. Take care, have a good day. WIUG 48.
Sounds like the spaceships are taking off.
WSEU 202, mobile and monitoring.
Mobile to 202 base.
Goddamn children, gotta play.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSEU 202 base and we're monitoring.
To the SHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSHR 566. You're, I can understand you, but you're a little popcorn-y.
Copy that. WHC-97T, up there.
WSHR 566, monitoring.
WSGG 772, Mobile Island.
WSAL 946, negative radio station 72.
You're loud and clear, 946. WSHR 566.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Just got my call letters today. Just checking on the radio. Thank you.
Affirmative. You're a little, garbly, but I can understand you. A little static, but other than that, I can understand you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a great day. WSHR 566 monitoring.
WSAL 946 monitoring also.
WRQE 419, mobile and monitoring. WRUG 488, WRUU 850.
WRUG 488.
How you doing, Jack? You sound like you're maybe at your sister's. You're a little noisy, but I heard you. Nah, just seeing how things are going. You keeping everybody under control here. You keep everybody on the straight and narrow.
Sound better now?
Yeah, you sound fine. How you doing, Jack?
Pretty good. How about you?
Well, a little later than usual, but just getting out of work, so it's all good, except for drizzling.
I know. I just want to know when it's going to be summertime.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't remember one like this in a while, but I do remember one like this some time ago. And same thing. It was just kind of chilly and rainy until middle of summer. It was really weird. I don't remember if that year ever recovered, but that was a long time ago when I was biking a lot.
and I remember it really put a damper on the biking. So I don't know, there's still hope. It's still May. Let's be realistic. It's not even June yet. I mean, summer's pretty much here, but the best is yet to come.
I hope so, because a couple of days ago, 71 good, 72 good, warm. You can do some work outside. You can get on the bike some, drive around a little bit. But not today. I was just outside. It was sprinkling out there.
Yeah, many moons ago, I decided to stop riding motorcycles, that is, when it was going to be, when it was projected to be below 60 and raining, or below 40 in general. I just said, yeah. Now, I've gone out in both those conditions since, but I make an effort not to. But I don't ride a whole lot anymore, so it doesn't really affect me as much as it once did.
You know what? I never rode a motorcycle, but one day I was offering, you know, somebody else was driving, and I was behind him, I was sitting, and I didn't like it because you got to hold on to another person. Then I went for a little bit, maybe a couple of blocks, and I came back. That was it.
Yep. No, I couldn't be a motorcycle passenger. I couldn't do it. My wife was very good at it. She, you know, there's an art to it. She was good at it. She knew to take the turns, you know, and how to distribute her weight and all that. She didn't fidget around. Although she, you know, she weighed all of, you know, 105 pounds soaking wet when she was younger. We were riding a lot, so wasn't a whole lot to haul around. But, riding on a motorcycle is not something I'd see myself doing. I've had to do it in a pinch once or twice and did not enjoy it. Sometimes you'll see the real insecure guys, they'll be sitting backwards on the back because they don't want to go nut the butt.
I see what you're saying. I was the same thing. You know, I like to get on the four-wheeler, you know, and drive around here, or take it a little bit up north, get on those tracks up there, but I still, there was not enough chance to go to do that yet.
Get yourself side-by-side. You can go hang out with Captain Don and Eric, and you guys can all have a side-by-side gang.
Yeah, you're right. Get a side-by-side, go out there with Captain Don. He'll drive you around, yeah. He even goes over the hump and everything else fast, too. He likes that. You're right.
All righty. Oh, man. All right, Jack, thanks for the answer. I just like to stir up the electrons here every now and again, see if they're still flying. Looks like they are. I'm going to retire off this one, maybe pop over on the other west side and see what's shaking over there for the final half of my trip. WRUG 488, WRUU 850.
Sean, good to hear you on this side. Well, I can hear you on the other side. I can talk to you on the other side, too. Good enough. Good talking to you anyhow. Take care. WIU 850 from WIUG 48.
WSET 257, mobile and monitoring.
WROD 680, base to mobile. Phil, you copy? WROD 680, base to mobile. Phil? Phil, you copy? 680, clear.
W-R-N-W 329, W-I-U-T 488, copy. No copy on W-I-U-T 488, W-R-N-W 329, clear and listening.
Station 329, go ahead.
How are you doing this afternoon, Jack? Maybe it was a nap time for you. Maybe I didn't hear you come back.
I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you out there.
Yeah, I've been on vacation for about 7 days. Just got back in town the other day. So I've been off the air for a little bit.
Good. Let me tell you, I was on 10 meter with nobody out there on 10 meter. It's been like this for almost over a month. Nobody on 10 meter at all. The last time I was on was about 2 weeks ago. I was just talking to the guy in Mexico on 10 meter. And that was it.
I copy that. Yeah, last 3 or 4 weeks I've been turning it on. It's been pretty dead out there, so I don't know, the conditions are not good for 10 meters right now. That's the one thing I want to talk on, but that one kind of died out. I think the 40 meter is jumping.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on 40 meter. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of them. But today it was only about 3-4 of them out there, and I just hang up from that big radio.
Copy that. Yes, the condition's not good, so everything else good on your side over there? Keeping busy? Well, we're not doing much grass cutting with this weather. I cut mine yesterday. Luckily, it wasn't raining. Looked like it wanted to rain. I got that out of the way. We're going to get a little rain for the next rest of the week, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I got most of the things done. I planted some cucumbers, tomatoes, and all the other good stuff, so most of it is done. It's just a matter of catching up with that grass. Soon as it rain, here's the grass growing again.
Oh yeah, a little rain and then a little bit of sunshine or a little warm air, it takes off, so probably be cutting it again in the next 3-4 days if the rain holds off and it's not too wet out there.
I don't know, also it's cold, you know, it's just a little bit chilly. I only had a couple of days, 71, 72, that's about it.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, I got to get used to the weather all over again. I was out for 7 days in Cancun. The nights are like 85, daytime, but the index was like 104, so it was like hot all the time.
burning up.
Well, that's good. That is good that like that. But not here. You know, one day cold, and 10 days cold again, and one day warm, and 10 days cold again. And I don't know when you're going to get to summer here. Sounds like a summer another month.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. By the time it gets here, then it's going to be slowly downhill and cooling off again. It's going by really quick.
Yeah, just like that back door, it opens up a quick, and it closes not quick.
Yeah, that one's always open. Money flying everywhere. It is what it is. We keep working with it.
That's all you can do today, Tim. Nothing else they can do about that. Money flies right away without stopping. I know that, really.
I got the rough life. I guess we just deal with it and keep it moving, I guess. Hopefully things will get better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hope so, too. Really do. Well, Sam, good to hear you out there. Keep it trying. And see what happens. Just make sure you open that door a little bit lighter, not too hard. Now we'll have some left over. Take care. And have a good day. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Nice talking to you. Have yourself a good afternoon. And we'll probably talk to you a little later on WRNW 329 clear.
I'll be listening. No problem at all. Take care. WIUG 48.
WRZS 218.
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that. You got a good copy on me out here in the mobile Milan there, Roger.
Yeah, now I do. But before, a few minutes ago, it was not. It was not sounding that good. No, you're not making it at all. Nothing hurt. Station 218, you still out there? Orlando, you're still far away.
We're still out here in Milan, Michigan, so I'm quite a ways out.
I see you coming and you going, coming and going, but now you're coming in anyhow.
I copy that. Get back at home. Shut the eyes. You got it in the mobile. We're going to be after you.
All right. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WIUG.
WSHR 556 to WSGU 844.
WSIL 946, standing by.
WRQA 831 on air for equipment check. WRQA 831 clearing out here.
WSIE 375, testing a new radio from Clinton Township.
Oh,